Okay, gang, let's get ready for another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45's Sweet Country Music. Hit it, boys.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it is down-home, from-the-heart, honest music. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and way beyond that, many of which are on 45 RPM records, albums, and CDs, and you'll hear some very familiar songs. Plus, some songs that'll jog your memory a little bit. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's get going and get to work.
Sweet country music.
When the train rolls by, I'm gonna be ready this time. When the
into your eyes, you don't care a thing thing about those other guys without words. You made me understand what's on your mind. The rhythm of your body close to mine. I can tell by the way you dance that you're gonna love me tonight. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot. Love's either right or it's wrong. Feels so good, love you a lot. Right here beside me is where you belong. I don't care if everybody knows the way I feel. Until the dream of holding you is real, I can tell by the way you dance that you're gonna love me tonight. Until the dream of holding you is real, I can tell by the way you dance that you're gonna love me tonight. I can tell by the way you dance that you're gonna love me tonight. I can tell by the way you dance that you're gonna love me.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music, and this one is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, after all, I get to play actual records on my turntables. You remember records, right? Sure. You see them at garage sales all the time. Well, anyway, halfway through the show, I will play a comedy track that'll put a smile on your face for sure, and during the second half of today's show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will spotlight some early stars of the Grand Ole Opry. You just heard Vern Gosden and his number one hit record from 1984, I Can Tell by the Way You Dance. It was one of three number one hit records the Alabama singer-songwriter would have between 1984 and 1989, but he had a lot of other hit records as well. Out of the set with the Dixie Chicks and their number two hit record from 1999, Ready to Run. Not only was it a big hit record for the Dixie Chicks, but it also won them a Grammy Award for Best Country Vocal Group.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Of a good-looking, smooth-talking man.
Lonely women make good lovers.
So if you got a woman, better treat her just as good as you can. Lots of times a lonely girl will go out on the town with no thought of evil on her mind. But she don't try to plant bad seeds, but there's something every woman needs, and a friendly smile will do it every time. 'Cause lonely women make good lovers. The mercy of a good-looking, smooth-talking man.
Lonely women make good lovers.
So if you got a woman, better treat her just as good as you can. Once a woman's tasted love, she can't do without it. She'll search for something warm when she gets cold. And if her lips are wet with wine, when it comes to loving time, she'll trade her pride for something warm to hold. And smooth talking man. Lonely women make good lovers. So if you got a woman, better treat her just as good as you can. Looking smooth talking man.
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh Lordy, well, I kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, I asked her to marry and be my sweet wife. I told her we'd be so happy for the rest of her life. I begged her and I pleaded like a natural man. And then, whoops, oh Lordy, well, she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, for working hand in hand to have a good life. We had corn in the field and wheat in the bin, and in the whoops, oh Lord, I was the father of twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Knocking at the door, they all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was a whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to thinking what happened a long time ago. So Lordy, will I do it all again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
You can hear some scratches in that record. Now here's a question about that song. Is it a top 40 hit or a country hit? Well, actually, it was both. That was Jimmy Rogers at his 1957 number 7 country hit, Kisses Sweeter Than Wine. Now, the song has a story behind it. It was first a hit record on Top 40 radio for Jimmy Rogers in November of 1957. Then, a month later in December 1957, it was a hit record again, but this time on country music radio. Jimmy Rogers had several more crossover hit records in the late 1950s. I'm going to start with Bob Lumen and his 1972 number 4 hit, Lonely Women Make Good Lovers. Bob Lumen first appeared on our country music radio stations around 1960 and racked up 39 hit records on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart until about 1978. Lonely Women Make Good Lovers was his biggest hit record.
Sweet country music.
TBR. Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
This little old rundown shack, and in it lived a man I'd never seen. Folks said he was a mean and a vicious man, and you better not set foot on his land. But I didn't think nobody could be that mean. So I took me out walking down a railroad track. I was gonna go down to that little old shack and just find out if all them things I'd heard was true. There was a big black dog laying out in the yard, and it growled at me, and I swallowed hard, and I heard somebody say, "Well, who are you?" Oh, and there he stood in the door of that shack, and his beard and his hair was long and black, and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen. When he spoke, his voice was low and deep, but he just didn't frighten me, 'cause somehow I just knew he wasn't mean. He said, "What you doing snooping around my place?" And I saw a smile come across his face, so I smiled back and I told him who I was. He said, "Come on in and pull you up a chair. You might as well since you're already here." And he said, "You can call me Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, what you doing living here all alone? Joshua, Joshua, ain't you got nobody to call your own? No, no. Talking when it come daylight, there was just so much we had to say. I spent my life in an orphan's home, and just like him, I was all alone. So I said, "Yeah," when he asked if I'd stay. Oh, we grew closer as time went on, and that little old shack, it was a happy home, and we just couldn't help but fall in love. That big black dog in that little old shack, sitting down by the railroad track, it's plenty good enough for me and Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, why you just what I've been looking for? Joshua, Joshua, you ain't gonna be lonesome anymore. No, no. You're late.
A story about a pal of mine who worked down near the Georgia line as DJ in a little country station. Everybody loved him dear, 'cause he played what they liked to hear. He built himself up quite a reputation. At record hops he stayed out late, and his mom would always wait to see if he had made it home alive. She warned against his loss of sleep and driving fast in that old heap, and that he had to be at work by five. BJ the DJ, you're living much too fast, and if you don't change your ways, don't see how you can last. Every morning just past four, from the driveway he would roar. Overslept and he was late again. Then at breakneck speed he'd drive to sign the station on at five. He had lots of records he must spin. His mom sat by the radio until his voice told her hello. She knew then that he'd made it there all right. Then she'd say a little prayer, he'd be safe while he was there, and she'd wait up for him again tonight. Then one cold and rainy morn, all four tires were badly worn, but still he scratched off just as fast this time. BJ had a lot of nerve, but he completely missed the curve, and he signed off down near the Georgia line. Mom sat by the radio. The voice she heard, she didn't know. BJ had never been this late before. But with the road so bad and all, she'd wait a while before she called. And then she heard the knock upon the door. BJ, the DJ, only 24. A wreck at 90 miles an hour. He'll spin the hits no more.
That is the story of BJ, the DJ from Stonewall Jackson. It was a number one hit record for him back in 1963, and it's the story of a hard-working young disc jockey at a radio station near the Georgia state line, where he not only does a radio show every morning, but he works overtime at local record hops at night and other radio-related jobs. All that work and very little rest caught up with him finally, and he was killed in a motor vehicle crash while on the way to work one rainy morning. Poor guy. I opened the set with a true legend of country music, Dolly Parton, and her number one hit record from late 1971, Joshua. Dolly Parton wrote and recorded it for her 1970 album of the same name. The song was nominated for a Grammy Award that year, but it didn't win. No matter. Joshua is one of Dolly Parton's greatest hits.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen, and walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king, with no regret I stacked the cards last night. Just a little while, I thought that I might lose the game. Then just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won. Just a little while, I thought that I might lose the game. Then just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and a that made me king of your heart.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shade. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile.
What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in.
get enough.
Can't stop the hunger for your love.
What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care.
What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love.
What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Is it your eyes? Is it your smile?
All I know is that you're driving me wild. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough, can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love.
What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in.
Now, there is a very successful country band with one of their number one hits, Beautiful Mess, from 2002. It was actually the fourth number one hit record Diamond Rio would have to that point, but they would rack up several more big hits in the years ahead. Now, here's a piece of music trivia for you about Diamond Rio. The band was formed in 1982 as an attraction for the Nashville, Tennessee theme park, Opryland, USA. And they were originally known as the Grizzly River Boys. I open the set with a very familiar song. From a Jack to a King, this time from Ricky Van Shelton, back in 1989. It may be familiar because it was a number two hit record for country singer Ned Miller back in 1962. Ricky Van Shelton's version in 1989 was his fifth number one hit in a row.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Coming up in a few minutes will be the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. A salute to the early stars of the Grand Ole Opry, and I mean early stars. Meanwhile, here's Mac Davis.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes, and it's starting to worry me. I ain't ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me. Just keep it friendly, girl, cause I don't wanna leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, cause I can't breathe.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Cause I'll just use you and I'll set you free.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
You're a hot-blooded woman, child. and it's warm where you're touching me. But I can tell by your trembling smile, you're seeing way too much in me. Girl, don't let your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take no clinging vine.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me, 'cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you free. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll.
There you go, Matt Davis and something he did back in 1972, Baby Don't Get Hooked On Me. It was only a number 26 hit record for the Texas singer, but it was a number one hit record for him on the pop charts at the time. Matt Davis was a very successful crossover artist with many hit records on both the country and pop charts. Well, half of this edition of Sweet Country Music is all done, and coming up in the second half of the show will be the feature presentation spotlighting the early stars of the Grand Ole Opry, and I do mean early. In fact, leading up to that, the Comedy Break itself will feature another Grand Ole Opry star, Minnie Pearl. It's good old-fashioned humor, as only she can deliver it. Stick around, folks. More to come on this edition of Sweet Country Music. I'm Larry Kratner, your host. Be right back.
Sweet Country Music.
Laugh track.
Just so proud to be here. There's a whole lot happening at Grinder Switch, believe me. I'd love to take all of you down there. Like last 4th of July. Oh, that was the greatest time. I never will forget that. Uncle Nabob and all the fellers was talking about how it would be to get out in outer space, you know. Uncle Nabob was talking about how it'd be, you know, to be way, well, he's about as high as he could get, you know. And he was figuring. They got to talking about how it'd be to get off up there with a rocket, you know. And Uncle Nabob, he said, well, he just believed he'd do something about that. So he went down to Simp Sewell's fireworks. Well, that's his name. Simp Sewell. He went down to Simp Sewell's fireworks department, and he got him the biggest rocket he could find. And he brung it back up there at the picnic, and we was all up there. Some of them was picnicking, and I was picnicking. And we got up there, and Uncle Nabob, he tied that rocket onto the back of him, and Brother was going to give the countdown. And so Brother, he got all ready, and he said, 4, 3, 2, 1, and he lit the fuse. There was a blinding roar and a flash. And when the smoke cleared away, Uncle Nabob was drilled 4 feet into the ground. He tied the rocket on upside down. You're way ahead of him. Well, you can't do everything right. Last year, along about this time, I had a real exciting time. I went over to Hawaii with Elvis Presley. Elvis is a real good friend of mine, and of course, I'm a little too late for Elvis. I'm about, I'd say I'm about 30 years and 40 pounds too late. But I still look. It don't do no good, but I look. It's kind of like going down to the depot and watching the trains go by. You love to hear the whistle even if you ain't going nowhere.
TBR. Sweet Country Music.
Here we go. Time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time I'm going to play some of the early stars of the Grand Ole Opry. Now, the Grand Ole Opry began as a radio show called The Barn Dance on Nashville radio station WSM in 1925. And it's still on the air to this day. It is the longest-running radio show in U.S. history. Appearing on the Grand Ole Opry was and continues to be one of the biggest honors in country music. It's a long list of performers from the 1920s, and I only have time for a couple of songs. So what I'm going to do is play a couple of songs from the late 1940s and early 1950s. So I'm going to start off this set with Little Jimmy Dickens on my tribute to the Grand Ole Opry.
Up to a jukebox and you slip a nickel in, you can bet your bottom dollar that the record starts to spin. You'll hear a fiddle and a guitar with a honky-tonkin' sound. It's that hillbilly fever that's spreading all around.
Hillbilly fever's going round. Good old mountain music's got me down.
It's got me robbing castles, throwing rice and slipping around.
Hillbilly fever's got me down.
When you get that jumpy feeling and you don't know what is wrong, don't you worry about it, brother. There's a brand new mountain song that's got the whole darn country rocking with that big apple beat. It's that hillbilly breakdown that shakes you off your feet.
Hillbilly fever's going round. Good old mountain music's got me down.
I spent a Sunday down in Tennessee and here's what I found.
Hillbilly fever's going round.
When that love bug starts around you and you don't know you've been stung, then you go and see a doctor and he says poke out your tongue. But he looks into that canyon, tells you, brother, I got news. You're a victim of sweet daddy and you got the lovesick blues.
Hillbilly fever's going round. Good old mountain music's got me down.
I stopped in Chattanooga, got a shine and I heard the sound.
Hillbilly fever's going round. Got me down.
I'm gonna 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot drag, and then I hoe it down.
Hillbilly fever's going
my darling to the Tennessee walls when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee walls. My darling, to the Tennessee walls, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were claiming the beautiful Tennessee walls.
You know, choosing what songs and artists to play from the early years of the Grand Ole Opry was next to impossible, and I will be doing a Grand Ole Opry special in the near future. That was Pee Wee King and his Golden West Cowboys with his big hit record from the late 1940s, Tennessee Waltz. In fact, the song was a hit for him in 1948, 1949, and 1951. Pee Wee King was a regular performer on the Grand Ole Opry and became a member in 1937. Eventually, he served on the board of directors of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Out on the set with Little Jimmy Dickens and his 1950 hit record, Hillbilly Fever. Now, he became a member of the Grand Ole Opry back in 1948 and was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1983.
Sweet Country Music.
WTBR.
Loved him like he was the last man on earth. Gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot them down. Lord, he loved to make her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how to fly. Bedroom, found a note by the window with a
with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you, though I prayed that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
Enjoying the songs I'm cranking out here on this edition of Sweet Country Music, and that was one of them, George Strait, and a number one hit record for him from 1984, Right or Wrong. Now, this guy has so many number one hit records, it's actually hard to count them. I opened the set with Martina McBride, and a number one hit record for her from late 1997 called A Broken Wing. Now, maybe it's just me, but I think her style of country singing is a little bit similar to Shania Twain or Faith Hill. Is it just me? Well, anyway, Martina McBride has won a lot of awards over the years and sold a lot of records.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Two.
listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music. Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
With God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
That's Ray Stevens and an invitation to turn your radio on. From late 1971. Good advice from a guy who had a lot of novelty hit records on the pop charts and 34 hit records on the country music charts. I just had to play that song because I am a radio guy. Been on the air for a long time. And in my time off, I'm still on the air with my amateur radio station, Ham Radio. You've heard of that. And I talk to folks from all over the world. I opened the set with Mindy McCready and her number one hit record from 1996, Guys Do It All the Time. The Florida native gained popularity in early 1996 with her first hit record, 10,000 Angels. But her country music career was not to last. After legal and personal problems, she died in 2013 from a self-inflicted gunshot wound on the front porch of her Arkansas home. She was only 37 years old.
Sweet country music.
Tell you what, let's finish off this edition of Sweet Country Music with Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson.
A long time forgotten, dreams that just fell by the way. The good life he promised ain't what she's living today.
Really?
But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord.
Yeah.
She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man.
She loves him in spite of his ways she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter they pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving a good time and man. He likes the bright lights and nightlife and good time and friends.
And when the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again.
Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can.
Now this a good-hearted woman loving a good-time man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man. She loves me in spite of my wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, the paths of this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving a good time and man. She's a good hearted woman in love with a good time man.
There you go, a couple of legends of country music, Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, with something from 1976 called Good Hearted Woman. The song may sound like it was recorded in front of a live audience, but it wasn't. The audience was pre-recorded to give the record a live feel. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is all over, but I've got the next one all planned, and I think you're going to get a kick out of it. On this one, I had a chance to play some of the greats from the Grand Ole Opry. Little Jimmy Dickens, Pee Wee King, and even Minnie Pearl in our comedy break at the bottom of the hour. Hope you enjoyed it. I sure had a good time playing that stuff from the Grand Ole Opry. I'm going to have to do a special on the Grand Ole Opry. Definitely. Going to happen. I'm Larry Crafty, your host. Take care. Talk to you later.